Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in at 855-839-1210. That's the way to get on board. 22 Democrat senators all releasing at the same moment, synchronized, the same script, the word by word, clip by clip, attacking Trump, including Andy Kim, the guy from Jersey.
Andy Kim did it too.
Andy Kim did it. He was sweeping up the glass from January 6th, and he said, what the hell? Let's put it all. How in the world do they think that's effective?
It's a little jumbled, but I do have Schumer overlaying, yeah. Warren overlaying, Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit of this.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
That ain't true. That's what you just heard. Since day one of Donald Trump's presidency, prices are not down. They're up. Inflation is getting worse. Not better. The prices of groceries, gas, eggs.
And then they kind of separate. But yes, following the script to a T-dom.
And the S word. Here, yeah, that's what not true. You know, anything
that
he
more
says
relatable in your opinion if they curse at the beginning?
No.
Should we start cursing on the show?
Elizabeth Warren, I think I'll get me a beer. Yeah, it's incredible to see these types of tactics. They don't know what to do on this front. Now, it's true that we haven't seen the downturn, particularly eggs. We know some of the reasons around that. That's the only angle they can go with, but their angle tonight. It's going to be stuff like dressing in pink. Now, I don't know why pink got to be the language of protest or pushing back.
Salmon?
I have the salmon shirt. I should have worn it today. I'll wear it tomorrow.
The Dom Show ahead of the trend again?
That's right. With that salmon, I saw it in the closet this morning. I was a little bit woozy from recovering yesterday. I should have put the salmon on.
You know, you should take full credit that it came from the Dom Giordano program.
Ladies on that farm.
You led the trend.
With the salmon, yeah. But how is salmon or the pink the sign of really pushing back? When Trump speaks about this tonight, renewal of the American dream, it's always a good question to ask, what the heck is the American dream? So I'll throw it out there with you. You may tell me what it means for you. I know one part of it is that you advance the family, even the Godfather. We'll get there, Pop. We'll get there. Where's Jim Kelly? I need him to do the other. That's my favorite.
Can we do any Godfather impression?
The cut of the
work on it.
No. Okay. That's my favorite moment in all the Godfathers, and there are a lot of them, but the scene where he's talking about wasn't enough time. There wasn't enough time. We'll get there, Pop. We'll get there. That's part of the American dream to me, that the family advances. That's the American saga. You know, some of it is materialistic. Some of it is just that opportunity is there.
You have to answer for Santino, Carlo.
Mike, you got it all wrong.
Yeah, that's a little bit... After that,
not too sure.
Yeah, that's after they got him. 855-839-1210. So Trump will talk about the renewal of the American dream tonight. What is the Democrats' American dream? Well, it seems to be the people they're going to bring to it, federal workers. Are they in that much of a bubble? They think they're going to wring sympathy out of this because there are a lot of interviews. A lot of press comes up to people. Who are you? And what in the world has gotten into Houlihan? Is this her run for the Senate at some point out there in Chester County, mushroom country, voting against? She took a lead role in voting against Lake and Riley, telling it's unconstitutional. She's the one quoted constantly now, more than Dean, talking about the people they're bringing there tonight, federal workers who have been kicked out by Elon Musk. That's their play tonight. That's who. And the president, meanwhile, in his box, I got one. Dan, if you see any, or Henry, in Trump's box, I don't think it's Riley Gaines. Dan, put Riley Gaines on the list tomorrow, though. Maybe she could help get on the woman that's going to be featured tonight. And this is the area I don't play up enough, but I'll tell you who it is, and I get it. This is the young woman who suffered severe injuries playing volleyball at the high school level against a male spiker who spiked her right between the eyes. She was concussed, broken nose, but some of these were ongoing injuries. She's going to be in the president's box tonight. I'll tell you why I don't play that as much. This idea of female athletes being at risk with males running over top of them, somewhat true. Yeah, I get it. But to me, the broader, the purer thing in this are these athletes that have competed, trying to shave off a hundredth of a second, and they have to compete with Aaliyah Thomas or this boy that we talked about out there in the Plymouth White Marsh School District competing against the Quakertown deal. Why? And you say, you're a boy to him, and that's it? Both schools come after you? Bullying? Why? By stating the fact that apparently everybody knows this? You heard the lawyer and the mom. What would you say if you got the call like that from your daughter? This is just outrageous. So I emphasize more the competitive part of this, but this young woman was severely injured, and I believe she's still ongoing, those injuries, just by one spike from a male who apparently was pretty good. Why play against females? Go figure. They're pretty good. They're not good enough. So somehow or another, there's apparently not enough of a social stigma. I mean, when I was teaching high school, when Dan and Henry, I think, were in high school, I think there'd be a pretty big social stigma if you're out there competing against girls. It'd be like, yo, that's not happening here. You know, it just would be like, what are you talking about? No, Henry?
I mean...
Yeah. Radner?
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, well, like, Radner, maybe, yeah.
I'd like to say people would give that person, you know, right. They'd razz him up, but, right. Like, I don't know if... Yeah, there might be fear of retaliation for that. That's the only thing.
Oh, in school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. But Radner is fairly, well, more than fairly liberal. We've done shows
changed
on...
the mascot.
Yeah, the Raiders. Oh, we've had a whole thing. That president, for me, it will always be wrong. So... that will be the tell point tonight. Trump obviously is going to talk about this. I bet strategically he waits for a half hour, talks about the trans issue, and then maybe Democrats get up and leave. What are they not hearing? Well, they're afraid of their base. It's drummed into their heads that their base represents America. It does not. Every time this issue comes up, it's 80-20, and the 80's gaining. All right, so that's one in President Trump's box tonight. We'll see who else. And look, you know, it's a big honor to be in the box, but it's kind of symbolic to be in the box. This represents an issue. Democrats are trying to represent the issue of the federal government under attack. How in the world do you make that sympathetic? It's almost impossible. Not that every federal worker should be cut, but making them anything other than passable is almost impossible. Well, this is all that they have. This is what they're going to go with tonight. All right. And you heard Victoria Coates, tip of the hat to Henry to get her on, very busy, that the White House, this pause with Ukraine, given all the money that's being spent, where is it going? We do know from 60 Minutes, we're propping up their small businesses, pensions, and things of that nature. Americans see this and go, whoa, come on. Really, should we be doing that? That's why the numbers have changed so much, and Trump has a plus on his handling of Ukraine versus Biden's. Big time. I'm sure that will happen tonight. I'm sure a few Democrats will yell out around different things, but the wearing of pink, the noisemakers, the signage, they'll be holding up, all part of the spectacle tonight. But the American dream renewal. We did this for this result. Americans, though, I'll be honest, still have not seen it at the grocery store. And as we've said, this is going to be a big battle. A lot of this is baked in hugely, and it's going to take a whole lot to dig out from it. All right, let's go to the callers. Let's go to Lance in Springfield on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lance, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, good afternoon to you. How you doing?
Good, Lance, very good.
Excellent, excellent. Glad you feel better today.
Thank you.
I'm just reaching out because there's two things I'd like to see tonight. If the Democrats are going to be causing big disruption with their activities and their signage and noisemakers, I say start with the trans issue right up front. Let them leave, and then you have basically a home crowd that you're playing to, and you can make your points without getting heckled.
Yeah, well, that's what I'd like
to see him start with that.
That's what I said, Lance. Say good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You know how they start this? By the way, the women in sports issue, check in my box. There's a little girl that was beaten like that. No, 30 seconds
exactly.
In, mass
show,
exodus.
Show them the door right from the beginning.
Do they have the
show
nerve
the
on
right
this issue, Lance? Look, these are hardened politicians who have gotten to where they are with somewhat being able to read the room. And usually Democrats can camouflage. On this, they just can't do it. It's an amazing issue.
I don't know what's in their DNA, what makes them do this in terms of everything. I don't know if they can't see the writing on the wall with the American people and our resolve in this. But, you know, that's definitely something that I say that they should do. And also, before the meeting even gets started, you know, I don't know if the terms are what Trump wants in terms of everything, but throw a lifesaver out and let's get Ukraine on board. You know, show them that, you know, there was a method to what you were doing.
Wait a minute. I like that. Do you remember Caroline Leavitt's first press conference where she said, before we start the conference, breaking news, special announcement? She had something on the drones.
Yeah.
I like what you said. Breaking news. Zelensky has relented on this. I accept this apology. We're moving forward with the minerals bill. That would be a great thing to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'd like to share the food that I think is, at least in my mind, the best representative of a particular area, and that would be the Maryland crab cake. Not that we don't have good companies up here, as you know, but the Maryland crab cake.
Yeah, it's a very good one. It's a delicacy, yes. You know, my Captain Chuckies, by the way, I'm a Captain Chuckies on the Saturday. And Sharon over there in Flowertown tells me a nun only learned about them and is now a devoted fan, getting ready for Easter or Ash Wednesday or something. So thank you, sister, for that.
Some holy cakes.
Yeah, some holy cakes. All right. So the crab cake, that is a very good one. Okay, hit us with that. Now, here's the other thing you're hearing more of, and Democrats got to know, this is not going to play, attacking the immigration of Elon Musk. Here is Representative Velasquez from New York, who is often the biggest proponent of people that are here illegally. Cut 12. Here's what she says about Elon Musk.
My question to Elon Musk, and what the hell are you doing here in America? Go back to South Africa.
All right, there you go. Go back to South Africa. And you've heard any number of people doing that. And tonight, as I said, you're going to see this young woman, I guess she's college age now, who was injured severely. And I think Trump will lay out the injuries, getting hit in the face by a spike from a male who was masquerading to play in female, or just showed up as a male to play against women, young women in a high school game. All right. So that's going to be a big moment. Will Democrats actually walk out? Okay. More calls coming up. 855-839-1210.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. By the way, our friends over at Delaware Valley Journal and a couple of representatives we usually have on out of Montgomery County. This is a perfect example of what the heck is going on in the suburbs. Montgomery County is paying $10 million for a homeless shelter at this, is it a Days Inn? Let me see what kind of hotel this is. Where apparently $10 million, you can't rent there, a hotel in Pottstown to house 40 homeless individuals. And they have eyewitnesses talking about being appalled about what they've seen. This hotel has been turned in, according to them, a drug den, dealing, etc., prostitution, and just generally all the things that you would think. Providing them three meals is allowing them to sell their food stamps for drugs. They're renting their rooms out to drug dealers and pimps. If all the drugs and sex are for trade, where is the money being made? It has to be going out into the community, probably to our young people. Taxpayer dollars in Montgomery County funding this. They've contacted the Pottstown Police, Montgomery County Commissioner's Office. These Montgomery County Commissioners, they are just, particularly the head guy over there, they're a breed apart. As far as the nonsense they're doing, that this county homeless hotel, they took over a hotel home to drugs and prostitution. And again, I'd like to see the Inquirer and others dare to report on this. But the people in Montgomery County, I guess, have just changed so much, they're fine with stuff like this. They had $10 million for a year to take this eyesore away is good enough for them. All right, the big story, though, is the run-up till tonight. I like what Lance said early on. President Trump addressed the trans issue. Also, do a breaking news that Zelensky has apologized. And we're going now to move forward with the minerals deal. I don't know. Fly him in. Have him sign it right there. He has to wear a suit, though, for this. That was a stunner on Friday, though. We were on live the last hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes. It was crazy to see this play out. And the fact that people like Lindsey Graham have gone after Zelensky and gone after Ukraine in this. And you heard Victoria Coates. It is incredibly corrupt. That doesn't mean every point that was made or how it was handled or whatever. But it means that we are closer, it looks like, to getting this signed and moving forward. Phyllis is in Jersey. Phyllis is on with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Phyllis, afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. How are you?
Good, Phyllis.
So, if these transgender people are going to be a something, why don't they get a league of their own? Why does it have to be put on the female? Because they're too wimpy to play with the boys?
Well, I don't know there'd be enough for many sports, to be honest about that. And
okay, you know what, though, Dom? That's the way it starts. Get the league, okay, and then start going out. How about that movie, A League of Their Own, for World War II? They started out with a couple girls, went to the different towns to keep baseball going. So then, eventually, the trans in 20 years could have a movie that's being called A League of Their Own, League of Their Own.
Thank you, Phyllis. All right. I don't think, thank God, the numbers are relatively small enough. But it is amazing. I played you that cut of Senator Moody. She's a senator appointed from Florida from Ron DeSantis saying, well, Republican Party has become the party of women. All right, here's a little bit from The View. And I saw Stephen A. Smith was on there today. Don't forget we had O'Reilly. Can you imagine O'Reilly, Stephen A. Smith, and Chris Cuomo, Three Americans tour? We'll see if it's going to come to Philadelphia. Stephen A. Smith talking about Trump's popularity and saying, I'm unqualified to be president, but I could beat every one of these Democrats. I'm starting to think Josh Shapiro against Stephen A. Smith. We'll see. By the way, Dan, over and under, how many people are working on the publicity, particularly just social media, on taxpayer dollars for Josh Shapiro? He's just a governor. How many do you think?
At least 10.
26.
What?
Yep, 26 people, this guy. Yeah, 26 people. He's a governor. Yeah, big state. He's got 26 people on his publicity, mainly social media. That is just on taxpayer dollars.
Why, though? There's a lot of...
Yeah. Well, he's doing that because he's running for president. He's using anything. Josh, they have him holding up a pig at the state fair.
Like realistically, it's like six.
Yeah.
Would be good.
What do you mean?
Like a team of six is all you need. I don't think 26.
Right. Sure. A few people. That's all you need. I mean, how much stuff is this guy doing to be out there on social media? We don't know the cost yet. These are the ones on taxpayer dollars. He's probably got others. Now, this is why the governor's race is so important. Scott Presler will be here with updates on Jersey, Pennsylvania. He made national news. Elon Musk retweeted what he found about Democrats suddenly having 15,000 or close to it, new registrations in Philadelphia. Not buying it, neither is he. He'll be here at 2. Yeah, but how much stuff can you put out just on one governor? All right, here is here's the cut.
And he's been going around with his cronies touting his so-called landslide and blowout win. But he won the popular vote by 1.5%, one of the smallest ever. Mm-hmm. And he won the general election by less than 50%. So what kind of mandate is this really?
Well, it is a mandate, and I'm going to explain why. And I don't mind the question, but let me be very clear. I'm no supporter of Trump. I'm a supporter of truth and the facts. And here's the facts. The man won every swing state. Mm-hmm. He increased in terms of his voter turnout in his favor. From the standpoint of blacks, Latinos, and young voters, he increased his numbers in that regard from 2020. 89% of the counties shifted to the right. That's a mandate. We can sit up there and play around all we want to. In 2020, Trump didn't win the popular vote. He didn't win the Electoral College vote. A matter of fact, the Republicans hadn't won the popular vote, if I remember correctly, since 2004. Yeah. But they did this year. So 20 years after after they last won a popular vote, they won the popular vote. They won the Electoral College vote. The man won every swing state, and on top of it all, 89% of the counties shifted against. I don't understand how people can look at that and say, there's no mandate. There's a mandate.
Well, it's a different definition of a mandate, I guess.
But the problem is that if you're the Democratic Party and you lost 49.8% to 48.3%, and you're looking at that 1.5% dip, that's an excuse for you to say, what we did really wasn't that bad.
Well, some people didn't
we should
show
continue
up.
To do that.
Do
no,
that those,
don't continue
those,
to do it. Find a new strategy.
All right. Yeah, exactly. It's a, what did Kellyanne Conway call it? A narrow landslide, meaning he's right. When you see those numbers across and winning the popular vote, how difficult it is to win the popular vote with Illinois, New York, California, the reliables for Democrats. How in the world did he win the popular vote? That was addressing the night of the election. Winning the popular vote is shocking. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Coming to you at 855-839-1210, you get a shot. Let me go to Martin here in Abington on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Martin.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
Great show as always, but I'm going to talk about something.
Right.
Almost like seeing the Titanic well up in the distance. I mean, the iceberg for the Titanic. A few weeks ago, we cut off all AIDS drugs to Africa through some people I know that work for PEPFAR. They're actually managing directors there. And we have cut that off. Now, we're talking about truths. If truth tonight, we won't be talking about four transgender athletes, and we won't be talking about even a spat between leaders. What we're going to be talking about, prime and first, is that cutting off these drugs means that within a short 2 to 3 months, healthy people in Africa who are working, living, and babies, there are going to be 600,000 dead that are going to die because they are going to get the drugs now and they're not there anymore. Within a short time after that, it'll be 2 million. By the time Trump is dead, the expectations are, so by the time Trump is out, it'll be 6 million dead.
All right, Martin, let's turn back now and talk about USAID. You see what's happened here, though, the amount of corruption, the amount of ideology bred into, which are, some of these are good programs, program by program. You create the difficulty, though, of this untrustworthy vehicle to deal with it. And I would agree with you. I think there is an approach to save people in various aspects of the world. I think we have other programs. But USAID was just every corrupt pushback that you can imagine.
I agree with you, Dom. And I think a really good managing director, president, whatever, would have said, we don't want 600,000 people to die in 3 months, so we're going to figure this out. But instead, they fired everyone. And I talked to these people. They are fired. The infrastructure is gone, and it's not coming back. And these people are going to die. And I don't want to see the president up there going, well, you know, we've been patting our backs till our arms are broken. And yes, I'm taking credit for this. Yes, we did save money. We got things straight. And yes, 6 million people will soon be dead. I don't think it's a good optic for our conservative party. And I do see it as like a Titanic. How does the president get up there and talk about, maybe you can be one of the bellwethers of this. You can start tracking weekly how many people who were well but couldn't get their medication are now dead.
All right, Martin, thank you. I hear your point. And I told you the point about this vehicle. All right, so here is the Ontario Premier, Doug Ford, and Canada is retaliating. Whether they're not going to send electricity to parts of America, we don't know yet. But here's what Doug Ford has done with Elon Musk.
Is off the shelves. Also, starting today, all U.S.-based companies will be banned from taking part in government procurement. Every year, the province and its agencies spend about $30 billion on procurement, alongside our more than $200 billion plan to build infrastructure. U.S.-based businesses will now lose out on tens of billions of dollars in revenues. They only have President Trump to blame. I'm also urging all 444 municipalities to do the same. And I'm thrilled to see some are already stepping up. For example, Mayor Patrick Brown in the city of Brampton and many other cities. As part of this government-wide procurement ban, we're going one step further. We're ripping up Ontario's contract with Starlink. It's done. It's gone. We won't award contracts to people who enable and encourage economic attacks on our province and our country. Alongside federal tariffs and the measures my fellow premiers are bringing forward, this Team Canada's opening response.
All right. So, all right. Canada has every right to do that as we put a tariff in. I just would like to, particularly with Canada, I have a cut of J.D. Vance attacking them for the amount of fentanyl coming across the border. I don't see Canada as a bad partner in trying to prevent fentanyl coming into America. It's Mexico. It's the cartels. Are you going to bomb them? Use drones, use whatever. And it's China. I can't go after Canada. Canada's problem is it's the imbalance that Trump talks about that's gone on for far too long. And they are dependent upon that. Dan, you had something?
Yeah, I also responded to Trudeau calling him Donald a bunch earlier this morning and all. Trump on Truth Social tweets out, please explain to Governor Trudeau of Canada that when he puts on a retaliatory tariff on the U.S., our reciprocal tariff will immediately increase by a like amount.
Now, it's true. Some of this went on in the first Trump administration, and we got through it without a lot of damage. Stock market the last few days, it's been nuts. We'll see if they still, you know, at any moment they can rally, you know, it's, but I'm not holding Canada responsible. I'm being honest with you for fentanyl. Are you? Now, if that's the issue Trump is talking about and he wants something more done with that, we talked about that a while ago. Canada is, it's Mexico. But Canada has a trade imbalance with us that Trump is trying to correct. Now, that's something that there's no doubt about. That's unfair. Fentanyl on the Canadian border, though, I think they're a good faith partner. I don't think they're engaging in this willy-nilly. And as far as the Mexican-Chinese end of it, you know what has to be done there ultimately. DeSantis has talked about that. I think he would do it. I think ultimately Trump would. I'd like to see them go after the cartels. Not boots on the ground. Don't want American troops. Can be done surgically. Mexico can't do it. Mexico won't do it. They're afraid of them. I've only been there once, and that was a long time ago, a while ago, talking to the mayor of Juarez, you know, with the school desk piled up for the blast, in case we get blasted. All right, that interview's over, Dan. Let's go get the equipment. You know, it was, guy was courageous. By the way, he found two Mexican guards taller than me to take me to the border. I thought that was impressive in there, you know. Now, the fact we only had, like, from here, Dan, to where our cars are usually parked in the lot, and both guys had Uzis with their hand on it like this. He said it's only a short walk to the international bridgeway there. It was one street in Juarez.
They're already stance with their Uzis.
Yeah, and it was in broad daylight. Still.
Oh, man.
Well, when we pulled in, the guy that was my guide, I said to him, why are all those Jeeps lined up with a machine gun on back in order? Why don't they spread out and cover more territory?
Oh, you're giving him directive.
He said to me, not safe, not safe. Well, the guys with the machine guns on the back of the Jeep have to stay in formation. Uh-oh. Got in, got out with it. All right. But Canada, I don't think Canada is a problem when it comes to fentanyl. And there is the other issue. It's Americans who are using illegal drugs. Got to face it. That's an issue with this whole thing. But the cartels in Mexico are not going to, they're bold. They're not going to go over easily. They're going to have to be dealt with by force. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Hey, looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age? It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue, improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, Dom listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call them at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. You'll speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or just visit res-q.com and enter that code MYENERGY at checkout. This exclusive deal will not last long. Go to res-q.com. Use that code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY. To grab Rescue Orosine with a buy one, get one free savings, stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplement.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. I forgot how we came to this one from Dan, but a locale and a food that outshines...
Fat Tuesday, Dom.
Oh, that's right, Fat Tuesday.
Yeah,
that's how we
gumbo
came to
down. Now, yeah.
Henry, we turn to the sports desk. Maybe you'll do this on Henry on Hank on Sports this Thursday and break it down for us with charts for YouTube, etc. Did you see what Howie Roseman said on the Todd McShay or Shay Show?
I did. I podcast? Saw it this morning, yeah.
All right. So what's your analysis of saying the first time we won in 2017, it was like, translate the great man. It's like having sex for the first time. You're checking a box. Oh, my God, the poor woman.
Yeah. Wow,
saying,
Howie.
I'm just happy you did it. Check that box. Yeah. You won for the first time. The second time, you know how to celebrate it.
I kind of agree with that sentiment. If you look at what happened between those two games, it kind of seems correct. I mean, it just seems kind of grotesque coming out of little Howie Roseman's mouth. That's the issue about it. If someone else more, right. I don't know, outspoken had said something like that, you'd be like, oh, that's hilarious. But because Howie Roseman said it, it's kind of like, ooh.
What's the third time? What does Belichick say?
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, ask his 24-year-old girlfriend. She would know.
Well, that's where I was going. But you know what it is? They get on these podcasters, or I'm not sure if this guy is a podcast. These shows are a little bit more avant-garde, and they go crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd say that on WIP.
No, I don't. I can't believe he said it at all.
Yeah, like, exactly.
And any show. PG-13
or whatever you want.
Yeah. So I'd say like the first one's almost like, can I say this? Yes, can we delete this? Is this live? You don't know what I'm saying? You don't know what I'm saying?
No, this is the best part. You can, okay. You can be
it's,
you.
It's almost like the first time you have sex. You're so glad you had sex. It's not even the quality of it. The second
perfect.
Time.
That's actually great.
The second time, it's like, wow, I could actually have fun and enjoy this.
Oh.
I enjoyed this one much more than the last one. I mean, this one was over by the third quarter.
Did you smoke a cigarette after this,
yeah.
Henry? Is that
I
what you're
highly
telling
disagree.
Us? Yeah, okay.
This one was great, and I enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong, but there's nothing like the first time.
All right. I would second. I'm more in Dan's camp on this. I think Henry's.
But, like, the first one, I don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it. I was climbing all the poles, you know, exactly what you didn't want me to be.
All right. Poles were involved. Wait a minute. What's going on?
Yeah, I had the time of my life that night, but for this one, I could really enjoy it. I could enjoy it.
Wait a minute. We check this. Them. If this is not
hold
a promo on, out of this, I don't
hold
know why I went.
I'm going to get me a beer.
Yeah, thank you, Howie Roseman. We got to get a promo out of this, at least. My God. Imagine this guy saying it. I haven't seen any commentary. I'm looking for commentary here, what people are saying about that. The way the game was, it was easy to kind of go down and celebrate with the players when that confetti falls. Oh, my God. That's pretty stunning stuff. How do these guys go on shows like that? They get loosened up. You hear when he said, is it okay if I say this? Of course.
Yeah, how did Todd McShay, of all people, butter him up enough that he felt he could say right. that then?
Who is that, a podcast?
He's been one. Well, I guess he's a podcaster now. He worked at ESPN for years doing mock drafts.
Oh, okay.
Kuiper.
Yeah, so they're talking about mock drafts and building a team, and then suddenly the analogy comes narrative into his head of sex first time versus this time.
Yeah.
That's funny how that works. That's an interesting. No commentary from the Eagles officials.
I mean,
on this
look,
yet.
That's
yeah.
If that's how the brain of Howie Roseman works, yeah, I'm fine exactly. with that because he's a genius with the being a general manager.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, the cap
I was
and all that.
All
stuff.
The polls, yeah, you know, exactly what you didn't want.
All right, write all that down. That'll be a promo we'll play forever here.
Yeah, it's already over it.
All right. 855-839-1210. To follow it up, let's go to Robert of Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today.
Now, you're a great guy to follow Howie Roseman on this. Let's see if you make any analogies on your point here today.
Well, I think that anybody who walks out of the speech tonight should be immediately arrested and charged with bullying and microaggressions, and any degrees that they have should be taken away. I still don't think we'll be able to take away Elizabeth Warren scholarships, but at least we can make her pay them back or something, you know?
I want to focus in on the Andy Kim guy tonight. I want to see how many ribbons that guy wears, et cetera. He's an up-and-comer.
Oh, when they insist on digging their hole, give them a shovel, Dom.
Yep.
Let them keep going.
Yep.
I hope they double down. For my answer, I guess I decided to go with something topical. I'm going to go with Chicken Kiev because, well, the secret is that they inject it with melted garlic butter, which actually sounds pretty good. But when I was looking up these things relevant to Chicken Kiev, everything started off with, this is a traditional Russian dish. And I'm thinking, come on, man. They can't even figure out food over there. Let's get out of this, man. Let's just get out of this. But
well, wait a minute. It's not Chicken Kiev anymore. It's they pronounce it K-Y-I-V now.
Well.
Yeah.
They ought to just call it Chicken Moscow now. I mean, but then again, that would probably look bad for it. But it just symbolizes the crazy world we're living in and the never-ending entertainment that we get on our TV today, Dom. And I want to leave it at that. And you guys have a great day. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you very much, Robert. Robert wouldn't go near the Howie Roseman line here. All right. That is just stunning. Stunning. All right. Mock drafts to that. All right, this guy in the fourth round, I'm telling you, it's like having sex for the first time. All right, 855.
You know, you talked about Andy Kim and his ribbons. Calls
yes.
Back to the scene from Office Space, Dom.
Really? I have 15 pieces on.
Okay, 15 is the minimum. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you know, it's up to you whether or not you want to just do the bare minimum or, like Brian, for example, has 37 pieces of flair on today. Okay. Mm. A terrific smile.
Okay, so you want me to wear more?
Yeah, it's all the
difference. Yeah, exactly. Well, Kramer in Seinfeld refuses to wear the ribbon, yet's doing the AIDS walk.
Who will not wear the ribbon?
Yeah, exactly. That's great character. They should have used those two guys more. All right, the Anwar. 855-839-1210. Jump on board. I have somebody calling saying it was a fake sick day yesterday. Come on now. I was in the throes of difficulty yesterday. Just couldn't make the opening bell. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in.
You don't want to wear an AIDS ribbon?
No.
But you have to wear an AIDS ribbon.
I have to?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't want to.
But everyone wears the ribbon. You must wear the ribbon.
What you are? You are a ribbon bully.
Hey, where's your ribbon?
Oh, I don't wear the ribbon.
You don't wear the ribbon? Aren't you against AIDS?
Yeah, I'm against AIDS. I mean, I'm walking, aren't I? Just don't wear the ribbon.
Who do you think you are?
Put the ribbon on.
Hey, Cedric, Bob, this guy won't wear a ribbon.
Who doesn't want to wear the ribbon?
That's the line right there. That's Democrats tonight. God knows the pro. I like the empty egg carton. I think that has some symbolism. That's the only one that works. But the pink, the noisemakers, the yelling out, the signs are going to hold up. My goodness. 22 of them putting together almost word by word, at least the part that I saw, senators, the same thing of every time Trump speaks, what it is tonight.
You want to hear all of them together?
You got 30 seconds of it or no?
Even 30 seconds.
Oh, here we go.
I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
Yeah, that's what brings. Andy Kim is the guy to watch tonight to see what kind of play he makes. All right, Gary in Newtown thinks I was meeting at the White House or in Ukraine or something yesterday.
Hey,
Gary. Very good.
How are you?
Good. Getting better.
All right, I'm calling BS on you calling out as sick yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Stone.
Number one,
yes.
you never, ever take off.
True.
And I've heard you on the air thinking, man, he really should have taken off today because he doesn't sound good at all. And then Dan is still recovering, and you spot on today.
Iron Man.
Never even let me miss it. Because could be Monday, for all God's sake.
Gary, I'm playing into this because I'm going on like day 10 of this dang thing, and I'm still a little sniffly. You can hear my voice. But Dom comes back after a sick day, and all of a sudden he's miraculously perfectly fine. Is he the Pope?
Not only that, they're blaming you, pal.
I didn't say that. Who said that?
No, well, Opelka yesterday blamed me all show. Call me patient zero for you being knocked out.
I didn't even say that you did it.
Okay. Well, Mike Opelka is a keen student of human behavior, so I agree with him.
Well, you didn't have what Dan has, so you must have either took off the day yesterday, had a nice day with Ro, went out to see the kids, whatever you were doing, you were definitely playing hooky.
Was there a spring baseball or spring training game down in Florida?
Yeah. I had 36 holes of golf yesterday. Sure.
Oh, right. That's what it was. He was golfing with Trump is what he was doing.
Yeah, exactly. It's only on a need to know basis what I was doing yesterday.
All right. Well, you sound great. Welcome
well, thank
back.
You. Thanks, Gary.
Hey, as far as Mark's concerned,
yes.
I don't think any I don't get pleasure out of hearing anybody that dies from anything. But I'm sorry. The continent of Africa has to take care of the countries around on their own continent, because I've got to take care of mine. Like nobody comes and says, hey, Jim, let me feed your wife and kids. Oh, let me pay your taxes and your mortgage. I got to do that.
Well, true. But I mean, we are. So I'll give you the other side. The vehicle is bad here and it's not getting to the right people. But we are the titan in the world. So if we can save people in a minimal manner, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I see something wrong with it when we can't feed our own people.
Well, that's a question, though. Are we not feeding our own people, or do we have people that we shouldn't be feeding that are on food stamps, and do we have more corruption there they're trying to root out?
I'm with you. We're $37 trillion in debt. I'm with you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Gary, what's your side today?
I'm going to go with a Manhattan. I'm sorry, not the drink. The one that looks like a Manhattan, it's a New York strip steak.
Ah, yeah, New York. What's the difference with a New York strip steak, would you say?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like fillets. Number one, fillets are too thick and they're too hard to cook correctly. You can eat it with a spoon. That's okay. But it doesn't have the flavor that a New York strip has, because it has the marble. It's got the fat that runs through it, and it's amazing.
All right. Well, thank you, Gary, very much. I still think the best so far would have been the winner, Henry's Altoona Pizza with the Kraft singles put on it.
I'm waiting for someone to top that,
please. It's like you talk about third world countries, Altoona. I can imagine we got the mayor on, explain yourself. Oh, it's a delicacy, you know. Be like Charleroi. What's their delicacy?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Maybe we have to get one of those pizza places on. Maybe that's the next move. Why?
Yeah. 855-839-1210. All right, you can get on board with them. Coming up, big 2 o'clock hour, Scott Presler is here. Made quite a stir yesterday, I guess it was, and good enough to move to Tuesday today since I was out under medical conditions. Teams of doctors
were
looking
at me
yesterday.
Sure you were, Dom, sure. Uh-huh.
Oh, God, it was just all of a sudden it came over me Monday.
No, this adds to conspiracy, Henry, because Ro just texted me saying, oh, my gosh, that's all I can say.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's a new wrinkle.
Well, and last night from a sick bed, I had to go out and buy these, because we didn't want to infect yours, Henry, the earbuds that I don't like using. I would never use them on the air. I don't think they're as good for your ears. I think the headset is friendlier to your ears.
If I use them on a show like this, like after 3 hours, my ears hurt.
Yeah, because it's going right into the eardrum. Yeah. So I have to use them. Dan doesn't like the headset on national TV.
It's a tough look.
Yeah,
kind of agree with him. It might be look, I'm from outer space.
It does emphasize that you're a radio guy, though.
It does. Yeah, and that's what we're after on Newsmax. Tomorrow at 3:40, you'll be able to see it. They had a change today. Due to my sickness, they said, all right, anything you want, 3:40 tomorrow. Will that work? And by the way, this guy, Dan, sounds pretty sick.
That was the big ZD yesterday.
What big ZD?
Went down to the Ocean City Boardwalk, went and saw a film. Yeah. Emilia Perez, I heard that you were
going. Oh, yes.
Then you went
for
some big ZD.
By the way, I'm still not over Conclave losing. That's just a disgrace to a sex worker confab attacking Russian oligarchs. That's a really good film. I still think it is.
I still have to watch Anora, but I have high hopes for seeing that one. I like A24 movies.
Okay.
And Sean Baker's a great director.
All right, Scott Presler next. What's it like when Elon Musk reaches out and retweets with a comment for you? And does Philadelphia really have 15,000 in 1 week new registrations that are Democrats? Scott Presler knows all. He'll tell us next on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.